systems are becoming so complex that management is a constant challenge. And if you can't effectively manage something, you can't secure it. So to a certain extent, with things changing and becoming so much more complex as fast as they are, we're always going to be running as fast as we can to catch up on security.
And so, even to a certain degree, that what is your network has just really morphed, and now you're protecting things that I think even 5 years ago people was, that's not my job to protect that. Now it is.
Right. I mean, not only have the boundaries of the network changed, but and there are things included in it that weren't included 5 years ago. There are things that didn't exist 5 years ago that are impinging on your network now. So And most of these were never developed with security in mind foremost.
And particularly the social networking things, that people all of a sudden saying, guess what, if there's all those people on Facebook, that's a good place for me to try and weasel in some way, shape, or form.
Right. It's a wonderful data mine for social engineering on doing attacks and just for finding out whatever you want about people. And not only is it a great source of information about individuals, but more and more organizations are beginning to use Facebook and other social media. Twitter has become the de facto means of communication for an awful lot of organizations.
Yeah.
And this is something that these platforms were never developed to accommodate securely. So it's an entirely different environment. In fact, I think the National Association of State CIOs has just negotiated their own terms of service agreement with Facebook that give them the kind of legal standing that the states would like to have before they go out into this brave new world.
Yeah, and GSA did that earlier, so they would have those certain terms and conditions that they need. But even the one of the interesting parts of that is, in a way, government is used to being the biggest buyer of technology out there, but for Facebook, government represents such a small part. When they go and say, hold on, we're a big user of this stuff, well, yeah, they are, but compared to the whole rest of the world, they're actually a very small user. They don't have the kind of almost influence that they had on a lot of other technologies.
And that, I think, is occurring over a lot of different platforms. As government goes into more off-the-shelf technology as opposed to contracting for their own systems, they're finding that they're just one more customer now rather than the big dog that controls the pound. And they still have influence, and they can still get a lot of things done because they are a huge customer. But in an off-the-shelf world, it's not the same environment as when you call all the shots yourself.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about cloud computing, because a big push, Vivek Kundra has this cloud-first policy, a lot of folks going into the cloud, and yet you can't have a cloud. If you can make it through 3.5 minutes without talking about cloud security, you've gone a really long time. It's a big issue there.
It's a huge issue, and I think because it is such a big issue that despite all the initiatives and opportunities for using clouds, there has been a large amount of caution, I believe, in putting really, really sensitive material out into the cloud. I'm not saying it's not happened, but I think that there is enough caution in moving to this new paradigm that the security problems haven't developed to the extent that a year ago we were afraid they would. And I think it's just because a year ago we were smart enough to be afraid of it. And we've moved slowly enough that it's not been a huge problem up to this point.
And a lot of folks, even Google and Microsoft creating, IBM creating almost government clouds in order to try and address these issues.
Right, and that's one of the responses to these concerns. And I think as long as we keep the concerns out in front and think about them before we adopt something, we'll see that it's not the huge problem it might have been. We're able to avoid some of the problems.
And so even as good as you are, and you're one of the best in the business watching this stuff, you missed a couple things. One, you say, are these stealthy, sort of sophisticated target attacks that made a lot of headlines last year.
Right. And they were already in place at the time that I was putting these predictions together last year. the Aurora attacks against Google and other commercial entities, and the Stuxnet worm were already out there in place doing their thing, and they were stealthy enough that they hadn't come to the surface at that point. And I don't think any, although stealthy attacks are not exactly new, it's been a trend we've been moving toward. I don't think anyone would have predicted a year ago that two of the biggest security issues of the year would be two individual cases like this, which caused so much concern because they were so well targeted and were so stealthy.
And talk a little bit about how some of these things are playing out in 2011. Make a couple predictions for 2011. What are you going to be watching?
Well, one of the predictions that didn't come true, particularly for 2010, is coming again for 2011, and it's the perennial next year issue, which is mobile computing, smartphones. And the mass just never gathered last year to make smartphones and other mobile devices the platform of choice for attackers. And this year, we might actually see that change, and we might actually see these become the target of choice as they begin to sometimes take over from desktop PCs as target-rich environments or rich targets.